Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
speak to Lily of the Valley. God bless you this morning. The miracles of Jesus still is real. As we get ready, I come to motivate you this morning, to stimulate you, tell you all is well. Sometimes you think you're behind, but God is setting you to the front of the seat. God is getting ready to bless you. Let me say that. The miracles of Jesus is still real. So the miracles of Jesus will break every yoke, every bad condition. This morning, as we get hold up and look all around us, I had a couple of calls and they were saying the hospital is full. But God's hospital is never full. Go down on your knees and pray. And you ask God for deliverance to always bring you out of whatever you're in. I want you to reach out and tell somebody you love them. And I want you to enjoy joy. Don't see the negative, see the positive. But one lady said, the doctor said she had COVID and she was crying. I said, that's the bad news. Let me give you good news. God is still healing. And the miracles of Jesus is still working this morning in spite of the fire. A lady called me from Greenwood. She was in Fresno. She said, I can't go back to Greenwood. Everything is gone. Sometimes it takes everything to be lost for you to get up, fall down, and the devil don't want you to get up. As you fall down, get up and begin to praise the Almighty God for healing, for life itself. Because you can get all the other stuff. Matthew says, first seek for God and all his righteousness. All the other stuff can be added to you. Whatever you need this morning, whatever you want, God got it. Look at somebody and say, God is good. Look at somebody and say, all is well. You got to tell somebody in the midst of your crisis, all is well. You got to call somebody and say, in Mississippi, hospital's full. Those in Louisiana, the hospital's full. Down in Florida, the hospital's full. Now, I can take it and say, why you fool? We know the witches and the warlock is busy. Anytime a governor tells you don't wear a mask when everybody else wearing it, anytime you got people that don't want to help you get up, there's something wrong. I'm praying this morning for you, you and you. Every letter, every telephone, every expression of love, God bless you this morning. And I got a revelation knowledge for you. God is a healer. The miracle of Jesus in 1945. And I was looking at some of the people that fell under that bomb that they dropped. And it is 2021. And I want to honor 76-year-old Bishop Moses. Left New York to come to Mississippi. Little Mississippi. And Bishop Moses Nunn left Birmingham and went down to New Orleans. And I want to also, Mother Annie Bacon of the Woodlawn Sisterhood in Chicago, who fed hungry women that didn't have where to stay. And Mama Annie's spirit come telling Bishop that them that didn't have nowhere to stay, I found a place for them to stay. I put them in the Woodlawn Sisterhood. Those that were pregnant, that didn't have nowhere to stay, the family kicked them out. I opened up my door. So Mother Annie Bacon, roses and flowers to you. Roses to you that left a practice and got in SNCC. And fed people down in Mississippi when there wasn't no Black Panthers. Got clothes for people when there wasn't no Salvation Army. These are Blacks that already did it. And Reverend Moses Nunn out of Alabama, Louisiana, and set up a feeding center. These are Black Sister Misha Brown of Calvin Hill, Alabama, set up the first feeding center in that little town. Was that in Birmingham, Mississippi, Alabama. In the midst of what's going on this morning, God is still great. God is still looking at you for you to open your arms out and say, if God be the glory, if God be the strength, I'm going to make it. I said the miracles of Jesus is still real. You're going through the miracle of Jesus. And I want to tell you this morning, as we get ready to talk about the miracles of Jesus, every door that closed will be opened up. Brother Joe down in Atlanta, I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you and your family. I want to always keep you in prayer and keep you in the Word of God. And I want you to get up. Bishop Anizel Edwards of Monroe. Pastor Rose Edwards of Monroe House of Prayer. These are that I know. Bishop Michael Edwards. Bishop Maurice Edwards. Pastor got three sons and a bishop, but I want y'all to get on your job and do what you're supposed to do. I said, and I won't take it back. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you. Mother Ann, I'm praying for you. I want you to understand this morning, God got a mission for you. Have you asked God, what is my mission? What have you signed me to do? You waiting on somebody to give you your assignment? And God have already this morning gave you an assignment. You're able to look, see, hear, and smell. You're able to say, glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. I'll tell you, every birthday, I'm praying for Brother Jair, birthday to you. Brother Robert Powell, happy birthday to you and your family. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. We're praying in Chicago. Two policemen got killed. One got killed. The other in the hospital. Prayer changes things. I said a few months ago, and Dr. King said it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Pearl, I'm praying for you. I want you to get out of that situation looking down, but looking up. Stop complaining and say, God is good. Because God got you here for a reason. God got you here because he got something special for you. Jerry William, I'm praying for you and your family. That things work, every letter, every telephone call. And I'm seeing telephone calls that people have called for prayer. Prayer changes things. We're on 5 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday morning with the bishop. And you get me this morning. And I'm going to call some things out. And the Bible says call some things not to be and make it be. On Monday, we have Dr. Martin Luther King Movement from 9 to 10. Tuesday, crossover with the ancestors, I say. On Wednesday, Bible class. Then we have divine healing, deliverance, whatever God give me. And on Friday, the $1 trillion flow. On Saturday, divine healing. Lately, we've been talking about the healing of the nation. We've been talking about the healing of the world. Mass confusion over the world. Let me say it again. You got the witches and the warlocks trying to control God's people. You got the witches and the warlocks doing evil to control people. But if God be glory, God be the strength, God's going to bless you, man. Woman, God got a blessing stored up for you. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. But you have to take notice what God wants. Well, God, if you take your hands off him, I'll make him curse you for your faith. Is the devil trying to make you curse God this morning? Is the devil trying to make you not claim your healing, not claim your success, not claim your family? All that the devil has stole through the generation of you and me and our family, the devil has stole so much, the naked have been to walk and the witches are running. But God is still God, God on the throne. God have never lost it. When you ask God for something, Psalms 119, as I go into the spirit this morning, all is well. Yes, I'm going to go in the spirit. This being August, this is the month for you to see for what you want. Let me say it again. This is the month for you to see your financial blessing, your healing, your deliverance. Whatever you want God to do for you, now is the time to time for you to decree it. Now is the time for you to decree your healing. Young lady said she was having surgery in her eye. She said, I don't know what happened. I said, it's time for you to call on God and let God touch you. Should we wear the mask or not? Wear the mask. Let your children wear the mask. If the evil people don't want the kids to wear the mask, keep them at home. Homeschool yourself. See, the devil come to kill and destroy. He's a liar. The father liar. He's going to lie about the truth at all times. But you got to be strong enough and with the anointing of the Almighty God, because God will heal body, mind, spirit. I want to pray this morning for your healing. This morning I want to pray. Jesus is going to work it out. But I want you to know that he's going to work it out this morning. I want you to know whatever you're going through. Call somebody up and say, God bless you. I love you. Get hate out of your heart. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. You've got to begin to love. You've got to begin to get all this negative stuff out of your mind. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the lawyer said. I'm telling you what God is. God is the divine healer. The ancestor will heal your body. I don't care what they're saying down in Atlanta, but God is a healer. In God. Look, everything burning up. They said. How did it catch on fire? The lightning hit it. If the lightning hit it, God must not want it to be there. It's from evil. See, it's a big lie. It's been lied. And the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. You live in a lie. You won't repent. What you mean, repent, Bishop? You got to say, God, forgive me. What is my mission? Can't nobody else take care of what God got for you but you. If you're going to die, the old folks say, if I'm going to die, let me die. But I'm going to die with the truth on my mouth. I'm going to die with the anointing. I'm going to die praising God. Glory, hallelujah. The wage of the sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Some of you got to let go of your lies, your evil. You got to let go of the negativity. Reason you can't be successful, you won't let go of let God. You ain't trusting God, you trust a man. You ain't trusting God, you trust a woman. But you got to trust God. I don't care what the president said, what the governor said, what the mayor said, what God said. All is well. Let me say it again. All is well. And there's a ram in the bush. Get in the bush and watch God bless you. Get up and praise God. I'm going to share it with you this morning because I want you to understand what God's going to do in this month of August. What God's going to do in September and November. God is no short in his word. And you say, well, Bishop, all this stuff happening. Evil, lies, century of lies, hate, racism, and murder. And it said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. I'm talking about the miracle of Jesus. And when you talk about the miracles of Jesus, you're talking about the miracles of our ancestors that's gone on. We're standing this morning on the back of mama, grandma, papa. We're standing on the back of people we don't know that was murdered, that was hung, that was lit. Strange fruit on the top of the tree. Strange fruit, the magnolia tree. Strange fruit that they throw it in the water. But God, glory, hallelujah, making it come up. God may come. And I want to say to you this morning, somebody got your Bible and you all twisted your mind, mister. You listen to the news and the man says it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right that God says all right. You was a liar. Father's a liar. You've been lying all the time. I want to say the people bringing gold back, I seen the young people. It made me feel good to see young folks running and jumping and coming together where so much of crime, mass murder, and killing. I told you last month, when you bring pain, you got to receive pain. And we've been having shootings and killings because of evil. There ain't nothing but evil. And when you bring pain, you got to receive pain. And I want to say, with the pain that George Floyd family is going through, the pain that Martin Luther King family, Malcolm X family, some of you family, the pain that you got, system brought your pain on. You wonder will you make it. You're going to make it because God said you was going to make it. And the devil is a liar and a father liar. I want to tell you this morning, I'm calling you out this morning. I want to give you a word of prophecy this morning. And after I give you a word of prophecy, I want you to read the scripture God for you to get. If you fall, get back up, dust yourself off, and praise God. That's what the anointing of the Holy Ghost do. Money is being released. Joy is being released. Psalms, I'm just looking at something this morning. Psalms 2 verse 9. Get ready for a breakthrough if God wants to give you something. Daniel chapter 12 verse 7. In Daniel 10 and 13, who can read the handwriting on the wall? You can't read it if your mind clouded. You can't read it, and you got to trust in God. You know, we got so many brothers and sisters in jail because of a lie. They in jail because crooked cops, old cops, crooked judges, prosecutors that turned crooked. They've been on making a job for themselves. They've been on getting a high position. And we already experienced the devil that's come into politics. We have already experienced Hitler playbook, which was evil in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So you got some Republicans that are undercover Democrats and out of Hitler playbook. What his playbook is, murder, kill, lynch, burn, hate, all of that. I'm going to talk about that a little later on. I'm going to talk a little bit, and I'm working on Hitler playbook. And you say, well, where Hitler got it from? I'm going to tell you where he got it from. He got it directly from Satan himself. He got it, the one that dropped the atomic bomb on all them innocent people. That was from the flat from hell. You don't kill 1,000 people, a trillion people because of one incident. That's from Hitler's playbook. I wish I had somebody this morning. But prayer changes things and doors will open up. I want you to get ready to receive your prophecy this morning. And for you, holy, 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 the Black Rock, the black anointing. The miracles. You can call me at 708-582-0372. Go to my website, thecedarabrahamyoshua.com. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm on there. And I'm talking about something on Monday, Martin Luther King movement. Tuesday, crossing over, shake with ancestors. And as we, what I'm going to do this morning, because I moved by the spirit, I was on YouTube this morning, and I talked a little bit on YouTube. But I want to share with you the power and the anointing of love, our ancestors. I know the devil don't want you to grow. I know they're coming after you. But once you put God around you, God embrace you. At this 11 o'clock hour, praying for you, Sister Sadie. I'm praying for you, Sister Delta. Sister Christian, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim in Detroit. I'm praying for you, Sister. I see your number right here. Chelsea over in South Africa, I'm praying for you. Congratulations to you and your new husband. God bless you. They don't know it, they know it now. Glory, hallelujah. Jackie, I'm praying for you in Detroit that things will work out and things will open up for you. Birmingham, out in California, I'm praying for you, Joanne, in California. Joanne down in Mississippi, down in Mississippi, praying for you too. Mother Francis down in New Orleans, God bless you. And Mother Francis told me, said, Bishop, I ain't taking no shot. I ain't going to take no shot. I'm going to stick with God. I think that's crazy when somebody said they ain't going to do something. But that's the devil got your mind. They hype you up, give them sound bites. You're going to die. We're all going to die. The way you sin, the gift of God in your life. You get with God, he's going to heal you. God going to bless you. If you hold on to God, unchanged name, good God Almighty, he'll heal you. Oh, I'm going to die. The way you sin, the death, the gift of God, yeah, you're going to die. But live where you live. Live with joy. Live with happiness. Live with love. Don't let nobody cowboy you down. No, wait a minute. Get away from me. Because I don't want your naked stuff. Because I don't care what none of them doing. Because they demons and devils and witches. And I keep hearing, Mr. Bishop, all this stuff happening is because of the white man doing evil. Chief Vincent told me, just don't worry, some old dams going to dry up. Some more fires going to hit until they repent. Good God Almighty. He said, as the eagle fly, as the buffalo paw. I don't know what all that means. He said, when the buffalo paw hunt for water. So you got some major lakes going to dry up here in America. I didn't say it. Chief Vincent told me that. And I talked to him. And I said, Chief Vincent, you want to come away? He said, I'm staying on the reservation. Now, it's about 70,000 people coming to South Dakota. But on his land, he did a circle all the way around his land and pulled some of what he pulled in that circle. But can't no virus, can't no nothing evil come in that circle. And he said, Bishop, some of my Native Americans been whitewashed. They don't believe in this. Is it this old fashioned? But he said, no virus gonna come in this circle. I believe that. When you do what the ancestors tell you to do, it's gonna bless you. And God gonna work it out for you anyway. This is here. God will work it out for you. As they were singing, I was getting phone calls, and they were saying, Bishop, pray for my sister in Detroit. Pray for my brother in Saul. He's in the hospital. And I want to share with you this morning, those that are walking by faith. And I want to tell you, God is able to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. That was a man born blind. But once he met up with God, he got healed. That was a sick man. And every time you get ready to get in, somebody step in front of him. Every time the angel troubled the water, he couldn't get in because when they get through, they were gone. The water, he laid there 38 years, 38 nights, 38 years he laid there at the pool.
Is it 38 days or 38?
Get in. Trying to get in. 38 days. 38 laid there at the pool. But after he stayed in faith, he kept the faith. And Jesus came by. Good God Almighty. Some of you need Jesus to come by to tell you COVID can't do you harm. And when he was telling his story, what happened? Jesus, take up your bed and walk. We're gonna cut through the red tape. You trying to wait on the angel? Get up and walk. And I want to tell you this morning: get up and walk. Stop receiving bad news and receive good news. 81. God bless you. I'm in the spirit realm. 81:31. I want to give you a word this morning, and this word is going to help you out. I see some things you're going through, and I want you to read Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let me say it again. Revelation 13, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, the reason I'm telling you to read that is that time up. That means that it's something you've been asking for. God going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm going to you 1678, what the Spirit is saying to me. The Spirit said, Revelation chapter 12, start at verse 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Your message is in there. And that message will, God got a calling on your life. And because you won't go forward with it, this is what I want to say to you all as well. Creep glory, hallelujah, Baba Shatta. I decree your healing this morning. There go that angel. There go that angel again. 3084. Get ready. Yes, get ready. I want you to know what God told me to tell you. And when you read the scripture, it's going to verify what I told you to do. Yes. When you read the scripture, it's going to tell you. St. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 28 down to 34. God's going to do something for you because I see somebody having problems breathing, somebody having problems digestive system, and I'm getting revelations and knowledge. Somebody's legs all swollen and their feet swollen up, and somebody looks like when you raise that under your armpit, God's going to do a healing for that this morning. And as I get ready to look, 30:30, I see you. 30:30, I want you to, God said he's going to restore some things to you. St. Matthew 14, chapter 14, verse 14, verse 21, Mark chapter 6, verse 30 and 34. 30 is something you asked them for. You know, the lady called me, said in front of her door, two policemen got shot, and she was so worried. I said, pray. And I'm praying for that family that lost that police officer. But I prophesied earlier about pain. Send love, not pain. But when you send pain, pain come back. But when you send love, love come back. For God so loved the world, he gave him. Whatever you're doing, God got you, man. Whatever you're doing, God got you, woman. All you got to do is just tune up to God. The man for 38 years laid at the pool, couldn't get in because every time he get ready to get in, somebody jumped in front of him. He stayed there for 38 years, 38 nights, 38, talking 38. But he got up. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. He took his bed as a testimony that I was down, but I'm up. You take your problem this morning. So I was down, I'm up. I fell, but I got back up. I'm praying for Mother Mary Ripley down in Natchez, Mississippi. Mary Ripley, I'm praying for you this morning. God bless you. Mother Francis down in Algiers, Louisiana. She told me, she said, Bishop, I got my potion. I said, Mother, what did you do? She said, I fixed my potion up what God told me to fix up. Now, she told me, I got the recipe she gave me to give to you, but I want to give it to you privately. Call me. I'm going to tell you what to do. And like Mother said, that this virus won't touch you. She said, they got taking all kind of potion. They trusting in the doctor. I'm trusting in Dr. Jesus. I'm trusting in the Almighty God to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. When you trust in God, he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. He's going to heal your body. He's going to heal your mind. Now, I see you 3059. I want you to know that God's going to bless you. I'm going to Detroit. 3059. It's a door closed. It's going to open up for you. God told me to tell you that he's been to open up a divine door for you. You said, well, Bishop, and he told me to tell you, as you get ready for God to open that door for you, get ready to claim your blessing. St. Matthew 17, verse 14 and 21, that's for you, 3059. Now, I want to tell you next, down in Mississippi, that she told me the whole house got the virus. Everybody got COVID. I'm going to speak the angel Raphael. I want to send his spirit in the old household. Watch God. Sometimes you got to let go. Trina, I'm praying for you. Darius, I got a message for you this morning. God told me that he got a calling on your life. I just want to tell you that. Trina, it's a loss of fighting you, but I want you to read Psalm 37. There is 118 because God's going to give you the finance you need to do what you need to do. I'm talking to you, Darius. I'm talking to you, Brother Butler. I know you've been sick, but God's going to heal you when you can get back in your pulpit. Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying much for you. Mandy Green down in Mississippi, Fifth Mississippi House of Prayer. There's no sorrow on earth, Mandy, that God cannot heal. Keep preaching. Keep doing. God got you covered. Pastor Rose Evans down in Monroe, Louisiana. I I want to tell you, God ain't through with you yet. You anointed gift. Bishop Price walked across your pulpit, and I want to tell you all as well. Bishop Michael Edwards, I'm praying for you. Michael, come out. Bishop Anizel, step up. Bishop Maurice, I want you to get your life together. You done failed, get back up. I'm talking this morning to people that God have gave me your ticket. God told me what to do for you. We got to need you, plant a seed. Some of you crossed up and messed up because you're full of lies and trick knowledge. The devil. Trump played out of Hitler playbook, and that was murder. That was killing 6 million people. That was taking another million people and cut on them. And then I took another million and gave them all kind of diseases. All the diseases we get, Trump did that. Just come out of Hitler playbook. And you got Republicans and Democrats is playing out of Hitler playbook. And you got to trust man in God, not in Hitler, not in Trump, not in Biden, in God. Because these people are playing out the playbook of Hitler. And Hitler was a mass murderer. Most evil man on this planet was Hitler. And you got Trump saying, don't wear the mask. And you got the governor down in Florida said, don't wear no mask. That's murder. And all the fact, these fascists lead all of them virus, it's come out of scientists. Trump had, let me tell you something. Trump already know it. It's in the playbook. It's in Hitler playbook. The poison, the water, to mess with the environment. It's in the playbook. Read the playbook. Where 6 million Jews was murdered and was getting ready to kill 6 million blacks. Then you had some whites working out of Hitler playbook, lynching black folks because they was reading the same book that the devil gave Hitler. And some of you today is playing out of Hitler playbook. You don't want to hear me. I know you don't want to hear that. Evil and murder that's going on, that's been happening in our country. That playbook of murder, mass murder and killing, and you shaking your head now, this virus, it just don't nothing just happened. I wish I had somebody. Somebody had to do some evil. Ain't nothing just happened because it happened. It happened because of evil. It's happened because people are doing evil. It's happening because people are playing out of Hitler playbook. And that playbook is mass murder. And some of you white, he didn't care, white or black, he was murdering people. You caught up in the, oh, I'm black and I'm white. He didn't care, he was murdering people. Did you see the camp? Go look at the prison camp where the oven was full of bodies and bones. You know the stink that the buzzers and all of them come, that he was killing 6 million people. And right now, Trump is doing the same identical thing, playing out of Hitler playbook, mass murder. That's some of the stuff that happened. But God is a healer. Can heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Dr. King said it. And Dr. King said it, and what he said was so true. And y'all don't want to listen to Dr. King because somebody told you that Dr. King didn't know what he was talking about. But Dr. King was a prophet from God. And he always said, we going to do what?
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow.
We shall overcome. I just want to say that to you. Get ready for God to bless you. But Ezekiel had to go and with God to resurrect the bones. We resurrected the bones of death, the bones of life. And some of you don't want to hear. Bishop says race today, race. This is in the book, the playbook of evil. This is in the playbook. So I got the book, the playbook. That's what's going on in America. That's what's happening.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. Yes. While Israel was one field, yes, ever losing. Yes. And above that was another field. Yes. That was the Babylonian field. Yes. It was losing. Yes. And that above that was another field. Yes. Which was God's universal wheel. Yes. And God's universal plan. Yes. And all of these wheels were moving. Yes. Because all of God's plans are always moving. Yes. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Yes. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Yes. Maybe you can't see the movement. Yes. But God's plan never stands still. Yes. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were on guard. Say with me, please. So to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood, a valley of slavery and oppression, a valley of sorrow, so that often we have to say, will be a day, I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman, there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. So a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he look on things. With insight, he look into things. With foresight, he looked beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountains. Social and political mountains. Religious mountains. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down here in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't on